Harlequin Special Release and Harper Audio present Texas Tough, featuring Long Tall Texans, Connell, and Long Tall Texans, Harden, by Diana Palmer. Performed by Todd McLaren. Long Tall Texans, Connell.
Dear reader, I can't believe that it has been 30 years since my first Long Tall Texan book, Calhoun, debuted. The series was suggested by my former editor, Tara Gavin, who asked if I might like to set stories in a fictional town of my own design. Would I? And the rest is history. As the years went by, I found more and more sexy ranchers and cowboys to add to the collection. My readers, especially Amy, found time to gift me with a notebook listing every single one of them, wives and kids and connections to other families in my own Texas town of Jacobsville. Eventually, the town got a little too big for me, so I added another smaller town called Comanche Wells and began to fill it up, too. You can't imagine how much pleasure this series has given me. I continue to add to the population of Jacobs County, Texas, and I have no plans to stop. Ever. I hope all of you enjoy reading the Long Tall Texans as much as I enjoy writing them. Thank you all for your kindness and loyalty and friendship. I am your biggest fan. Love, Diana Palmer.
Chapter 1. Because of the date, Penelope knew she wouldn't find him at the barn. That was where he usually was at this hour of the day. Any other time, C.C. Tremaine was always two steps ahead of his men in feeding the animals, especially with the drought that had turned the grass brown and brittle these past few weeks. The drought had been a bad break for her father. Even with the Rio Grande only a few miles away, water was a precious commodity, and wells kept going dry, leaving the tanks they filled empty. West Texas was usually hot in mid-September, but the wind was up, and it was unseasonably cold this evening. Penelope had worn a jacket outside, and now she was glad she had. She shivered a little in the late afternoon chill. It was just beginning to get dark, and Penelope knew that if she didn't get to CC before her father did, it was going to mean another nasty quarrel. Ben Matthews and his foreman had been at each other's throats enough in recent weeks, and Penelope didn't want any more arguments. Her father always got bad-tempered when money was tight. Things couldn't be much worse right now. Cece was drinking. She knew it. It was that time of year again. Only Penelope knew the importance of that day in September in Cece's life. She'd once nursed him through a flu and a raging delirium, and he'd told her everything. She didn't let on that she knew, of course. CC, he was called that, although nobody knew what the initials stood for, didn't like anyone knowing private things about him. Not even the girl who loved him more than life. He didn't love Penelope. He never had, although she'd worshipped him since she was 19. And he'd been hired as foreman when her father's oldest hand retired. It had only taken one long look at the lithe, lean, dark-eyed man with the hawkish features and unsmiling face for her to fall madly in love with him. It was 3 years later, and her emotions hadn't undergone any changes. Probably they never would. Penelope Matthews was pretty stubborn. Even her dad said so. She grimaced when she saw the light on the bunkhouse, and it was not even dark. The other men were out riding herd, because calving was in full swing, and everybody was in a mean temper during calving. It meant long hours and little sleep, and it wasn't normal for any of the men to be in the bunkhouse at this hour of the day. That meant it had to be Cece, and he had to be drinking. And liquor was one thing Ben Matthews wasn't about to tolerate on his ranch, not even when it was being abused by a man he...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?